Is daf gimel. So we got pretty far down daf gimel. Today's a very quick daf. It's just a bunch of drushas. We got to around 10 lines down because we didn't want to stop the flow. So we got to the words ve'eim Rosh Hashanah, the first words on the line. We were talking about the source that how do we know you count the years of Malachim based on Nisan. So we brought various psukim. We proved it was Nisan. It wasn't Tishrei. Great. Now the Gemara is going to suggest, well, maybe it was a different month throughout the calendar year. So the Gemara asks ve'eim, let's suggest Rosh Hashanah Iyar. You can't suggest it's Iyar. Iyar is Nisan Iyar. It's the second month. So Lo Sakadaitach, you couldn't think that Iyar, the second month, is the Rosh Hashanah for the kings. It says in the Pasuk, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis. It was in the first month, which is Nisan. Remember, just it's a little confusing. We're talking about months in terms of the orders of the month. So it's the first year of the, certainly Nisan is the first month of the months, Nisan. We're questioning what about in terms of the kings, though? So the pasuk when it says Vahi bechodesh harishon b'shana hashenis becha lechodesh, it was the first month of the second year from leaving Mitzrayim, the first day of the month, meaning it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Who kama Mishkan? That's when they put up the Mishkan. The second year from leaving Mitzrayim. Uksiv, it says further, Vahi b'shana hashenis, it was the second year, that same year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, bechodesh hasheni, the second month now. So it was a month later, Chodesh Iyar. Nala ha'anan me'al mishkan ha'edus, and the anan, the cloud, had taken off the mishkan and removed itself from the mishkan. Midakai b'nisan v'karila shana shenis, from the fact that initially the pasuk by Nisan, it called it the second year. V'kai b'iyar, then the next pasuk is in iyar, and still karila shana shenis, and still called the second year, michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav iyahi. So it couldn't have been iyar, because had iyar been the Rosh Hashanah of the years, it would have changed to this third year now, if you see some time, which it doesn't say that. So Iyar certainly is not the new year. So, okay, so now we've proven Iyar is not the new year. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan, so maybe Sivan. So Nisan Iyar is, so maybe Sivan, the third month, is going to be the change of the year. So Lo Sakadaitach, one couldn't think this. Dichsev, it says in the Pasuk, Bachodesh HaShlishi, now the third month, which is Sivan, Latseis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, Vim Isa, this is referring to Kabbalah Satorah. Vim Isa, if it's really true, that's a new year by the time Sivan comes. Bechodesh HaShlishi, Bashana HaShenis, Latseis Mebarle. It should have said, again, this was the first year from they left. Now we're changing the order. The previous books took them were the second year. This is the first year. They just left Mitzrayim. 49 days later was Kabbalah Satorah. So if Sivan, we know Vav Zayin Sivan was when Shavuos was, Vav Sivan, so if that took place, it should have been the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't say that. It just says the third month, seemingly, we're still in the first calendar year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it must be that Sivan is not the change of the year. Okay, so that answers that question. Well, what about the other months of the year? Ema, maybe it's Tammuz, Ema, B'av, Ema, Adar, maybe the other months, maybe those are the new the months that change the year. So Gemara says you're right. So let's bring a whole nother shot of how we know that Nisan, in fact, is the Rosh Hashanah of the kings. So El Amar of Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Mehacha from the following pasuk, it says, with regards to Shlom HaMelech, Vayochel Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni. They began building the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Rishon, in the second month. Basheni, in the second something. Bishnas Arba, Lamul Machuso, in the fourth year of his kingdom, the fourth year of Shlom HaMelech, that's when they began building the Beis HaMikdash. So my sheni, what does it say sheni twice? It says, b'chodesh ha-sheni, b'sheni. What does b'sheni mean? Lav sheni li-yerach shemonim bo l'malchusa. Must be the second month from when they count the king's years. Meaning, when it says b'chodesh ha-sheni first, that refers to the second month of the regular calendar year. Nothing to do with the kings. The second month of the year, Nisan, Iyar. Iyar is the second month. But it also happens to be the second month from when they count the months according to the kings, which is also Nisan. I mean, there's no difference. There's the Rosh Hashanah, Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the months of the year. It's also Rosh Hashanah of the kings. So, Bechodesh HaSheni of the regular calendar year, which is also the Sheni, the second month of the king's year, is that not what we're proving from this pasuk? That we count that Nisan is the first month of the king's years. So, Gemara says, how do you know? Maskiv la Ravina, maybe Ve'ema, Sheni Bachodesh. Maybe it's referring to the second day of the month. Beza and Iyar. So Gemara says, Imkain, had it been referring to the day of the month, the second day of the month, Imkain, Sheni Bachodesh, Behed Yahav Ksibbe. It should have written Sheni Bachodesh. It doesn't say Sheni Bachodesh, it just says Basheni. So it's not referring to which day of the month. So then the Gemara says, Ve'ema, Basheni B'Shavis, maybe it's referring to the second day of the week on a Monday. Maybe that's what it's referring to. So So Gemara says two reasons why this can't be the case. Chada, number one, to lo ashkechan sheni b'shabbos dichsev. We don't find anywhere in the Torah we refer to days of the week. Then say, oh, this happened on a Monday, this happened on a Thursday, that doesn't exist. V'od makish sheni basra l'sheni kama. We're connecting the second appearance of the word sheni to the first appearance of the word sheni in this pasuk. Again, it said, v'yachel levnos b'chodesh ha-sheni b'sheni. Those two shenis are connected to each other. Just like Masheni Kama, the first one's referring to Chodesh, the second month of the regular calendar year, so to Af Sheni Basra. The second mention of Basra is Chodesh, the second month of the king's year, and that's how Gemara proves it. So now, before we go ahead, Tosa asks the question, what do you mean? We never have days of the week mentioned? Bias Olam. 2 weeks ago, we read Parshas Bereishis. So look at Tosa's writes here, in the bottom here, the third Tosa's up, Dir Maschel Sheni V'Shabbos Lo Ashkecham. We never find days of the week mentioned. So Tosa says, "V'hadich sevai boker yom sheni." It says yom sheni, yom shlishi. It says all the days of the week in Bryas Olam. Mefarish biYushalmi. Yushalmi explains, "Ein lemedim miBryas Shel Olam." We cannot learn this concept from Bryas Olam. Why not? Kolmar delava Shabbos kai. It's not referring to the day of the week. Ella shaya yom sheni leBryas Shel Olam. The second day from when the world was created, not a day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day of the week, the second day of creation, third day of creation, and that's not in terms of, you know, counting weeks, and therefore that's not a kasha to this Gemara's suggestion. Fine. Now the Gemara quotes a long brisa. Tanya Kavasa de Yochanan. So we had from yesterday's daf, when we spoke about today a little bit, that the source of how you know we count for the kings from Nisan. So that whole Shachar Torah yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan said is pretty much a brisa. The Gemara is going to run through all the drushes. We're not going to explain them, but just run through quickly. You'll see that whole Shachar Torah is going to be a chazara from this brisa. So says the Gemara. Tanya kevasa de Rabbi Yochanan. The brisa says like Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin, how do we know she'ein monin lahem l'mlochem elo minisan? How do you know you only count for the kings from Nisan? She'nemar, b'shmonim shana v'arba me'el shana l'teis b'nei yisrael marriage Mitzrayim, the 480th year from leaving Mitzrayim. Vayal, k'siv, it says, Vayal Aaron Akorin el hor ha-har al-pi Hashem, u'k'siv ahi b'arbam shana ba'ashe asar chodesh, u'k'siv ahi ha-kos ha-sichon v'omer v'ayishma ha-kanani v'gomer, v'omer v'ayiru k'aida ki-gava Aaron, v'omer v'ayi b'chodesh ha-rishon b'shana ha-shenis, v'omer v'ayi b'shana ha-shenis b'chodesh ha-sheni, v'omer b'chodesh ha-shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael, v'omer v'yachal livnos v'gomer. That was all just pretty much, all the psukim we said yesterday and today was pretty much a summary of the whole Shachar Torah we once just went through. And therefore that supports Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the source that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the kings. So now the Gemara says the last five lines here of Amud Aleph. Amr of Chista says, Lo Shanu El Malchi Yisrael. This is only true of Malchi Yisrael, that we count from Nisan. Aval Malchi Umas Olam, the non-Jews, they count Tishrei Meninan. They count from Tishrei. We'll see why in just a second. So what's the difference between Nisan and Tishrei? How can Malchi Yisrael go based on Nisan and Malchi Umas Olam go based on Tishrei? So all the Rishonim weigh in pretty much say the same idea, that the relevance of the world, of the nations of the world was created Tishrei, so that's when they count. But when it comes to Klal Yisrael, our nation was created in Nisan, and therefore we go based on Nisan. There's a beautiful Nitziv. The Nitziv writes in Hamak Davar, his parish in Chumash. So he has a Hakdama, short Hakdama to each of the Chamishi Chumash Davar. A very nice, each one's beautiful. It's very short, like a couple paragraphs, one page. So he writes on the Hakdama to Sefer Shmos as follows. He says, all the Chamishi Chumash Torah have a different name, a different title. Bereishis is called Sefer Yetzira. Vayikra is called Toras Kvanim. Bar Midbar is called Pekudim. Dvarim is called Mishnah Torah. There is one Chumash Shmos, which doesn't have a name. The only thing Medrash ever calls it is Chumash Sheni. Chumash Sheni, the second Chumash. There's no special fancy name for it. It's not called Sefer Geula, not Sefer Yeshua, just Chumash Sheni. Why not? So he explains because Shmos is pretty much a continuation of Bereishis. He says Bereishis was the creation of the world, and Shmos is the creation of a nation. And that took place in Nisan. So therefore, Malchai Yisrael goes based on Chodesh Nisan, and Malchai Umas Olam goes based on the month of Tishrei. So now, how do we know this? What's the basis that the Umas Olam go based on the month of Tishrei? So the Gemara explains. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, we're going to discuss again a lot of Nevi'im here. It says, Divrei Nechemia ben Chachalia, that's Nechemia, Vahi b'chodesh Kislev Shnas Esr. So it was the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, and Nechemia, the words of Nechemia were reported to the king. Uksiv it says, Vahi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esr, that same year, Nisan, Latachachshta v'gomer. So what happened was, there were certain words, a terrible, we'll find out the news, that was taking place in Yerushalayim, terrible events were going on in Yerushalayim. So someone reported to Nehemiah and in Kislev, and that same year, the 20th year, Kislev then reported to the king Artaxasta. Fine. So Gemara says, "Midikari beKislev, v'kari leShnas Esrim." When Nehemiah heard the words in Kislev, the 20th year, v'kari beNisan. Then a few months later, it was Nisan when he reported to the king Artaxasta. It was still kari leShnas Esrim. It was still the 20th year. It must be Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Nisan. It means we don't change a calendar year, Nisan. It's not Nisan. It must be then Tishrei. So Bishma, Hayach, I understand that pasuk that it says, Mifarish Latach Shasta. It was referring to the 20th year of the king. The second pasuk it said, Shnas Esim Latach Shasta. But the first one, Elahai Mimai De Alatach Shasta, so who says when it says 20th year by the first pasuk of Divrei Nehemiah, who says referring to the king Artaxasta? Maybe it's referring to Dilma, going with the Beis. Maybe Dilma the Minyan Achrina. Maybe it's the 20th year from something else. Who says referring to the same exact king, the same exact count? So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, and this is what we saw on Daf Beis. Shnas Esim is the Gzeir Shava. That was referred to on Amar Beis already. Daf Beis Amar Beis. Ma Hasim, just like the pasuk, the second pasuk of Shnas Esim is referring to explicitly. L'artachashta. Avhacha, l'artachashta. It's the same king, the same Gzer Shava, and the 20th year is Kislev, the 20th year is still Nisan, and we see Nisan is not the change of the year, it must be therefore Tishrei. So then the Gemara said, well, how do you know? Mimai de Maisa de Kislev Kadim. Who says that Maisa of Kislev, if Divrei Nehemiah, took place before the second Maisa reporting it to the king? Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kadim. Maybe Nisan events took place before the events of Kislev. So Gemara says, "Lo saka daitach." No one would have thought this. The Tani, the Brisa says, "Dvar mishamar Hanani leNehemiah beKislev." The words that Hanani reported to Nehemiah, Amar Nehemiah leMelech beNisan. Those reports Nehemiah told later on, a couple months later, he reported to the king in Nisan. So therefore, you cannot change the order around. So then the Gemara says, "So Dvar mishamar." Elaborates on this piece now. Dvar mishamar Hanani leNehemiah beKislev. The words that Hanani told Nehemiah in Kislev. Shenemar, it says the very beginning of Nehemiah. This is the opening of Nehemiah. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chachalia. V'hi b'chodesh Shekislev, Shnas Esrim, the 20th year. V'ani ha'isi b'shushan habira. I was in Shushan. V'yavo Hanani. This is Nehemiah reporting what he had heard. I was in Shushan. V'yavo Hanani echon me'achai. Who? One of my brothers, one of his friends. Hanani reported to me. V'anashim me'Yehuda. He comes from Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. He reported to me while I was in Shushan. V'shalim al hayudim, I asked him about all the Jews that were mipleita, ashen esharu min ashevi. All the Jews, the few Jews that remained in Yerushalayim, what was going on? Report to me. What's the news? The al Yerushalayim, what's going on in the city of Yerushalayim? The yomri li, and they told me, the reporters told me, ha nisharim ashen nisharu, those who remain min ashevi sham, ba medina, those who remain in Eretz Yisrael, bira gedola ubecherpa. Terrible things going on, and terrible disgrace. The non-Jews are stealing from them, they're embarrassing them, it's a disgrace what's going on. V'chomos Yerushalayim mifaretzes, and the walls of Yerushalayim have been breached. Ushare nitzu v'esh, and the gates are on fire. That was the report he heard. So Amar Nehemiah l'melech b'nisan, these same exact words, Nehemiah then reported to the king in Nisan. Shenemar says, v'hi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim, La'atachashta, hard word. Hamath, hard name. He reported to the king in Nisan, Yain in the front of him. There's wine in front of him. The SS Hayain Vetna Lamelach, and I lifted the wine to give it to the king. Lohaisi Ra Lafan of nothing bad in front of him. I mean, the way it used to work was that the servant would taste the wine, make sure it wasn't poisoned, and then give it to the king. Now, in this case, he didn't drink the wine first. Now, normally, you can't drink the wine. This is, a Yain Nesach. How can you drink it? So there's a special heter of Shal Malchus that he's allowed to taste the wine. Nehemiah was the butler, and normally he's allowed to taste it. But here the Marsha explains he wasn't able to drink wine today because since he had heard the bad news, he was in a state of mourning, in a state of avelus, so he wasn't able to drink any wine, he explains. So then the king thought maybe he had poisoned the wine, because since he's not tasting it, must be that it's poisoned. So what happens? So the king says, Vayomri Liamech, and the king says to me, this is Nehemiah reporting, the king tells me, Madua panecha ram, why is your face so bad? Vata ein chacholin, you're not sick. Normally you're very happy. Now you look so sad. Ein zekiim ra'le, must be you're trying to poison me. You're not drinking the wine. What's going on here? Ve'ira harbe ma'od, I was so scared the king's going to, it's a whole libel against me. Ve'omer lamelech, and I told the king, hamelech li'olam yichid, the king should live forever. Madua lo yiru panai asher ha'ir. So why should my face not be sad about the terrible things that are taking place in my city? Base kvaros avosai chareva, the base kvaros of my father have been desecrated. Now they ask a question because there's a Gemara Baba Kama that says you're not allowed to bury Mason in Yerushalayim. Ain't cover Mason in Yerushalayim. So how could it be a base Kfaros in Yerushalayim? So the din is that Tosefta explains when it comes to a king, you actually can, David's buried there, so kings were allowed to be buried there, so Nehemiah's father came from their descendants of the king, that's why they explain they're allowed to be buried there. Either way, he says, how can I not be upset? He says, Beis Kivros Avos Ha'Chareva, they destroyed my father's his tomb. Ushare Ukalu Baish, and the gates of Yerushalayim are on fire. So Vayom Eli HaMelech, the king says to me, Amazata Mivakish, what are you requesting? What do you want? Vespala El Elokei Hashemayim, and Davin to Hashem. Omer LaMelech, I said to the king, Im Al HaMelech Tov, if it's good for the king, Im Yitav Yavdechav, if it's good for your servant in front of you, Asher Tishlacheinu El Yehuda, please send me to Yehuda, to Yerushalayim, El Ir Kivros Avosai, to my father's cemetery and his tomb, Vevnana, and this way I can rebuild it and restructure it. Vayom Eli HaMelech, the king says to me, Vashegel Yosheves Etzlo, and that moment his wife, whose name was Shegel, was next to him. Ad Masaya Ma'alacha, so they asked, until how long will you be there? How long is the journey going to take? Masai Tashu, when will you return? V'itev Lefnei HaMelech V'yishalchenu, we agreed on something, the king was pleased, and he sent me off, Ben Elozman, he gave me some time, and that was it. Either way, this whole Maisa took place in Nisan, and certainly took place after the events of Kislev. And that's how we know Nisan certainly is not the change of the year when it comes to Malchi Umos Olam. So now the Gemara asks a question, Mesiv, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a question, B'yom Esim V'arba L'chodesh B'shishi B'shnash Shtaim L'dayavash. So it was the 24th day of the month, of the 6th month of the year, which is Elul, 6 months since Nisan, the second year of Dayavash. And the Gemara says further now, the Uksivit says further, Bashvi'i, the 7th month, which is Tishrei, Be'esim Ve'echa L'chodesh, the 21st of the month, which is Shmi Atzeres, I think. V'im Isa, if it's the true, Bashvi'i B'shnas Shalosh Mibayle. So if it's really true, that we go based on Tishrei, for the non-Jewish kings, right, the Dayavish was non-Jewish king, so it should say from Elul was the 21st year, now Tishrei should be, it's the 22nd year, but it still calls it the 21st year. So it must be that Tishrei is not the new month, the new year, when it comes for the Malchei Umos Olam. So Amar Rabbi Yabor, Rabbi says, Koresh Melech Kashaya. You're right, Koresh wasn't Jewish, but he was a very good king. And therefore, Lefikach Manulo Kimalchei Yisrael. We treat him as a Jewish king, even though he wasn't, and we count based on Nisan for him, he was an exception. So Tishrei was not the new year for Koresh, although for every other single person, king, non-Jewish king, it was Tishrei. So Maskel of Yosef, Yosef asks the following couple questions. Chata number one is, Im Kain Kasha Kraya Hadaday, there's a steer in Psukim, Dichseva, the Shetzi Baisa Dina, the completion of this house, this is Aramaic in Ezra, Ad Yom Tlasli Lirach, until the third day of the month of Adar, Dihishnas Sheis Lamachos the Yavish Malkim, the sixth year of his kingdom. The time that Baisa says, Be'os Zman, the Shana Haba, that time, the next year, Allah Ezra Bibavel, the Galusimo, Ezra returned. Uksiv vayavol Yerushalayim mechodesh haChamishi came in the 5th month of Av, Hishnas Hashvi'i Lamelech, the 7th year. Now Im Isa Shnas Hashmi'is Mibayle. So this is all the same year, the 6th year, and the next year was the 7th year. So pay attention to the calculations here. So what happened was that it was a year later, Adar, which means it's the 7th year now, and then Av later on is the 5 months later, but that passes Nisan. So if it's really true that Yavish was a good king, so it really should be the 8th year, because it's a year later to Adar, plus passing Nisan to get to Av would be now the 8th year now. It goes from the 6th year to the 7th year, it should really be the 8th year. So we see that Nisan isn't the new year for Dayavish either. So we say it's not Tishrei, because he's a Melech Kasher, and it's not Nisan either. So there's a lot of confusion about Dayavish, which month does he count the new year? And moreover, Od, Midame, Hasim Koresh, Hachad Dayavish. The two kings we're talking about here. One pasuk is Koresh, which says Melech Kasher. One pasuk is Dayavish, but they're two different kings, aren't they? And Gemara says no. And this is how we answer all the questions. Answers the Gemara. Tana hu Koresh, hu Dayavish, hu ata tach shasta. It's all the same person. Same exact person, three different names. Koresh, Shemelech Kashaya. Koresh, Lashon of Kasher. The letters are a little bit backwards, but Koresh means Kasher. He was a good king. That wasn't his name, though. That just describes him. Our tach shasta, al shem Malchus. So that was the name of his Malchus. His nation was called. Umashmo, his name was Dayavishmo. This is all the same person. Mikomakam Kasha. Okay, so we have the same person, but still there's a contradiction. Because on one hand we said we don't count Tishrei because he's an Adam Kasher. But then we said we don't count Nisan either, based on the Pesukim we just said. So Gemara says, not a problem either. Because Amar Reb Yitzchak, Lokashya Kan, Kodim Shehichmitz, Kan Acha Shehichmitz. One pasuk is referring to before he went sour, before he went bad, and one after he went bad. In other words, he was originally Adam Kasher, a Mel Kasher. He was a Koresh, he really was. And then when he was a good king, we used the Nisan as the new year, like all other Malach Yisrael. But then after a time, we'll see tomorrow, when he went bad, when he went sour, when he started doing the wrong thing, then he went back to his old ways of being Adam Malchi Umos Olam, and we reverted back to counting based on Tishrei, not based on Nisan. So we'll stop here, and Gemara is going to continue this discussion tomorrow. We're not going to recap today. We'll have just a wonderful day, and then Mirtz Hashem will continue tomorrow. Okay.